From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
It's a cruel world, my mom used to say, whenever I complained about being bored or lonely. Her tone was usually distracted or tired, as if the world's cruelty was so well accepted that even a 5-year-old should know all about it. In retrospect, a part of me hoped she was being ironic or even campy, though that's improbable. My mom rarely uses irony and is never purposefully campy. More likely, she was repeating something she'd heard, perhaps from her mother, one of those pat parent phrases, like, "I'll stop this car right now if you don't stop arguing," or, "because I said so." The real meaning of my mom's "It's a Cruel World" mantra was that whatever usually unspecified action I wanted her to take to cure what ailed me wasn't going to happen. She wasn't going to wiggle her nose like Samantha from Bewitched and create a posse of playmates for me, or even get down on her knees and play a few rounds of Sorry. The world wasn't so much cruel as indifferent. Given the times in which my mother grew up, I can forgive her for labeling the world cruel. 2 world wars, the Holocaust, flu and polio pandemics plagued her and the generation that raised her. From my mother's perspective, preparing for the worst to happen and steeling oneself to the point of indifference wasn't so much pessimistic as realistic. One of the central challenges of being human is to find joy in a world in which cruelty, or at least loss, abounds. Meeting this challenge is where spirituality lives. If, as the poet Rumi puts it, God's joy moves from unmarked box to unmarked box, you never know where you might find bliss. From this perspective, my mother's "It's a Cruel World" sounds less like a terminal description than a challenging starting point. It may indeed be a cruel world, but it's also an exquisitely beautiful one, and in the end, how we experience it is up to us. With a perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at acura.com.